Andrew Hayes joins us now, Vice President, Director of Marketing and Communications for World Business Chicago. First of all, Andrew, happy holidays. How are you?
Thank you, Wendy. Happy holidays to you.
So you're on this quest to relocate Santa's workshop to Chicagoland.
Yeah, you know, I'm with World Business Chicago. We represent the city and the region for economic development. We're talking to companies every day, all day, throughout the year. And we've been to China, Japan, Mexico, having in-person, face-to-face conversations about Chicago and why it's a strong market for especially manufacturers. And we know Santa's in the business of manufacturing toys. And then transportation and distribution, right? We've got 7 of the 8 railroads here, major airports, center of the country. So I was reading a report last Friday, and it talked about the Arctic Circle is melting faster than they had expected. And by the 2030s, it's all water. And the first thing I thought was, well, what happens to Santa in the North Pole? So that's what got us thinking about we would love to pitch Santa and the elves and Mrs. Claus and invite them to Chicago because of the report that says things are dire in that region of the world.
You know, I don't like to talk about that because I have sons that are in their early 20s and they're worried that their kids are not going to be around to even sit on Santa's lap.
Right. Yeah.
So, I mean.
So this was a lighthearted sense of just, you know, because we represent the city and the region, we're proud to do so, that we heard this sort of call. We said, you know, it's the holidays. We can be, you know, lighthearted. But, you know, and as we think about Santa, to your point, right, it's a really complicated story and issue.
Absolutely. But I think you got to offer him some pizza. If anything's going to be a dangling carrot, it's got to be Chicago pizza. And I don't necessarily mean the thick pizza. The tavern style is pretty great as well.
I absolutely agree with you. And I think about, you know, the culture that's here, the museums. And I've not been to the North Pole, so I can't speak what that experience is like. But my view of it is it's probably, you know, sparse and cold and probably gray. But I know it's Chicago, right? We've got beautiful Michigan Avenue. We've got great architecture. We've got great people who are doing really interesting things.
We definitely do. Great food, as we mentioned. I have to tell you, I think Santa would be a Sox fan, not a Cubs fan.
Interesting.
You know what? He's Santa. Maybe he would like both teams. That might be what Santa Claus.
It's off season, right? He can't probably do football and basketball because that's the height of his season. So maybe he's a baseball guy.
Yeah, or the Blackhawks, or maybe he can bear down with all of us and our disappointment with the Chicago Bears. Who knows?
Well, maybe he can bring a new energy to town to help all of our sports teams.
Yeah, that could work. So what do I have to do here to help you bring Santa to town, Andrew?
Well, you know what? As you're talking to friends and family over the holidays, let's talk about the good things about Chicago and living here and working here and starting businesses here. Because it really is, we're here for various reasons, right? I'm a lifelong Chicagoan. And I really look at our city as we're at a threshold, we're at an intersection, as they were 150 years ago after the fire. This is our generation's, you know, moment and opportunity. So let's talk about Chicago and the good things about Chicago and the region and how we're a strong, you know, ecosystem for business.
It is a great city, and I'll tell you, I've lived my whole life in the suburbs. I've been a 708er my entire life, but I've always worked in the city, and I really get upset when people are like, oh, yeah, you actually go downtown? It's like, yes, there is crime everywhere, and it is a beautiful city, and I'll tell you something, Andrew, when you talk to celebrities, if you interview them on the radio, and you're like, oh, what are you doing in Chicago? They always, always say, I love Chicago. Chicago is a wonderful place.
Yes. I'll tell you a funny story. I was in Europe a couple of weeks ago in Spain, one of my favorite places. And I would talk to people and say I'm from Chicago just to hear what their response was. And for the first time, I did not hear Michael Jordan or Al Capone.
Really?
You know what they were talking? They were talking about the bear. I heard about the bear. Everybody's watching the bear.
Yeah.
And that's so I'm so thankful and grateful as a Chicagoan that our references have been updated across the the world.
Well, I'll be proud of that, too, because, you know, the Italian beef is basically what the bear is based on, and that's from Chicago.
Right.
And now everybody's aware of it because of the bear, but it's our little secret that we'd love to share.
It's been our secret, and you mentioned Tavern Pizza. That's another secret, right? I think about, you know, Vito and Nick's and so many others that have been doing it, family generations doing it. And even Home Run and Pizza, that's not, you know, the tavern, but they're a family-owned company of four or five generations and still here headquartering. And they've got this international business they built using, you know, a pizza, which is really iconic for us.
I love Home Run and Pizza, and it's kind of in between. And then, you know, every once in a while, you feel like having a Lou Malnati's, you know, and that's okay.
Oh, of course, right.
But I just, you know.
And if you haven't tried Professor Pizza, I put Professor Pizza on your radar screen. Interesting young man, innovating pizza, doing mashups with Lou Malnati's and others.
Professor Pizza, I wrote that down. All right, well.
Yep.
Andrew Hayes is the Vice President, Director of Marketing and Communications for World Business Chicago. He's trying to get Santa's workshop relocated to Chicago.
That's right.
When will we know if he accepts?
Well, you know what? It's the busy season for him, so we're going to be really considerate. But it's a great conversation to start 2024 with. So we'll see what we hear, and we'll do what we need to do.
It's a great city. I'm so with you on that. Merry
it's
Christmas.
Great, and thank you.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas to you and your listeners.